Hi, Smack, it's McLaughlin here. I'm down here with my wife at the East Riding of Wiltshire Coast at a beautiful little place known as Barmston Beach Holiday Park. It's just a little holiday park, no big fun fairs or anything, just a wee store and a nice wee pool. But what I'm going to talk about is the coastal erosion, because where this particular holiday park and village sit is right on one of the worst coastal erosion areas of England, and I've reported about this every year I've come down here, I think, or at least since I started recording audio. So last year we had 2012-2014, and it's not getting any better, just to put it that way. So as you approach the entrance to the holiday park, there is a sign up welcoming you to Barmston Beach, East Riding of Yorkshire Council. But, and this is a big but, I'll read you the local information. Apart from the fact to look out for the sand martens. I doubt the sand martens actually nest here anymore because the coast is eroding so much. And I'll read out this little bit to you. The cliffs here at Barmston have one of the highest rates of erosion in Europe. I say the UK, it's actually Europe. They are made up of soft, unconsolidated till, T-I-L-L, that makes them very vulnerable to the erosive force of the sea. It is believed that since Roman times, 2.5 miles of land at Barmston has been claimed by the sea. 2.5 miles! The soft clips at Barmston do, however, provide an important habitat for sand martens, which make long horizontal burrows in the soft. They can be spotted here between March and October before flying back to their wintering grounds in the Sahel region of Africa, S-A-H-E-L. The coastal area around Barmston was thought to be particularly vulnerable to invasion during the Second World War, and many of the concrete blocks on the beach are the remains of anti-landing defences. Actually, I haven't seen any along here. I think they've cleared them away. I know that Amble, further down the coast, certainly has them in regimented files right along the beach. Most of the original pillboxes have been destroyed by coastal erosion, but a number of them remain in the surrounding fields. Okay, so there you go. Before I walk forward to the actual cliff tops, they say the cliff tops, these cliffs are undulating soft sand cliffs, anything between 20 feet and 40 feet in height. That's my guesstimate anyway. But I'll tell you a wee bit about just back out the road here into the village, which is on about 400 yards, if it is 400 yards to the start of the village from here. There's a village hall, and beside the village hall in the village green, there is a sign, a stone that there's a guy stopped here and he's just looking out to me and he's just, oh my god. Ah, dear Lord, you know, sometimes you just get beat. You just try to do something and someone stops and keeps their big engine running and he's pointing out to me wondering what the hell I'm doing. Ah, dear God. Anyway, moving on quickly. There's a Millennium Stone, a large stone that had been engraved. And on that stone, I can't give you the exact reading of it, but it was put there in the year 2000, obviously the millennium. And it recorded the fact that in 2011... in the millennium 2000, this stone was 1,300 metres from the coast. And in 2012, it was 2,962 metres from the coast. So in 12 years, it lost 38 metres in 12 years. That's just incredible. We're now at 2015. I haven't managed to get any further information on that, to see what the difference is in the past 3 years, but no doubt at that rate it's probably lost another few metres. It's the evidence of the erosion here is pretty strong, because since we started coming here on the holidays, we have seen that the caravans have been taken away from the leading edge and moved further back. There's evidence of that from the drainage pipes that are hanging, dangling, if you like, from the soft cliff tops or cliff edges. because of the erosion. And it's just shocking. There's even a wee road that I might talk about if it's still there, where the road telling you to drive slowly has probably got the letters D and S left on it, if it has from last year, that is, simply because the road has been eaten away where you used to be able to drive up a particular part of the site. So there you go. Yes, I'll take a wee walk now to the actual coast. And I'll report back if I can see the further erosion since 1 year hence on from 2014. What I will mention at this point as well is the fact that a year ago I spoke to a senior member of the staff here, spoke to him about the erosion, and I asked him what's happening, and he said they're in negotiations with the farmer who owns the fields around here at the rear of the site. In other words, the field, the large field between the caravan park, the holiday park, and the start of the village. And that was last year, and they were only in negotiations. We've turned up this year, and there's now a massive extension going on, and new caravans already been sighted on that field. And it looks like the development work, the clearance of the field for solid bases, etc., is ongoing. So obviously the negotiations went ahead, and they're beginning the move of taking the leading caravans, that is the ones at the coastal edge, the cliff edge, and moving them back, or at least putting new caravans on and possibly moving the residents or the owners back to that point. So obviously everything's went well as far as that goes, but it's the rate of erosion that's caused this. They're just losing the leading edge, as I call it, leading edge land, and so have to constantly move the caravans back to the other side, to the inland side of the caravan park. Okay, so I'll just take a wee walk up here and I'll talk to you again in a few seconds. Okay, so I'm now right on the cliff tops, as it were, and just at the entrance to the caravan park. There is a large gate here that's put up to stop anybody wandering forward at this point. This road, the Tarmacadam road that comes into the site, turns left at this point and goes into the caravan reception area. But it also goes straight ahead, and it used to go straight ahead when we first came here, probably by around 40 feet, 50 feet. Warning dangerous cliff edge sign. That's still there, but now that is at the edge of the cliff. So in other words, since we came last year, I reckon there's another 10 feet of road, old road that has disappeared, eaten away. And if I look down the coast to my right, immediately just in front of me, I can see large chunks of the sand till, as they call it, the edge has fallen away in huge chunks again, and it just gets washed into the sea. So even in 1 year I can see the difference just now. So we'll try and see if the wee road that turned across the front of the original part of the leading edge of the site is still there, or has it gone completely now? Even more evidence. What I'm seeing at the moment is loads of sand markings still. So they're obviously still using the sandy cliffs to burrow into, but maybe they have to burrow further in to give them some longevity of habitat. I don't know, but the rate these cliffs are eroding, it's shocking. Anyway, let's take a wee walk along and see if we can find the wee road. I have to kind of go into the reception area and then along the leading edge of the caravans here, turn it right tightly. There's a dividing fence to keep people back off the cliff, and of course I'm going to be one of those people who's just going to step through that fence onto the what's left of the cliff face. Between the fence and the cliff face, it's now about, I reckon, 9 feet, 10 feet at max. So, and this is an edge. You don't want to go too close to the edge, simply because I don't know how strong it is, and especially after a night of thunderstorms, torrential rain during the night, these These banks can just collapse at any time. Now it gives me a better view looking back down the coast from where I was, and I can see huge, huge chunks of the cliff just lying like some huge air dumper truck has come along and tipped its load down over the cliff. That's what it looks like, but it's not. It's pure erosion. Shocking stuff. Anyway, as I turn north up the edge of the cliffs here, I should be seeing the wee road at this point, just up here, at about 50 feet, where it joined with a little T-junction. The T-junction I can see is still there, but what I don't see at all, and this is from 2014, is the road. The little road that ran along, the little service Termacadam road that ran along the leading edge, is gone. It's gone completely. And, wait a minute, is this a sinkhole? Yes, would you believe it, there's a sinkhole. I can't even get round that. I'm going to have to go back through the fence. This is where the soft underbank, if you like, of the cliffs has collapsed way down at the beach level, and the rain has been washing down through, and it's created a big sinkhole here, about, I'd say maybe about 20 feet by 12 feet, and at the moment it's about 8 feet deep. So, oh my god, that's just shocking stuff. So back through the fence. And then back through again. Back to the cliff face. And at this point they've actually moved the wooden fence further back towards the leading edge caravans. So I reckon that these caravans haven't got very much longer to go, to be honest with you. I can see the potholes where the fence was, where the fence posts were. They've just obviously just left the holes there as they moved the fence back. And these holes are now right at the edge, maybe 3-4 feet from the edge. So even in a year, this is terrible. Can't believe the rate of erosion. So I guess that's about it. That's enough information that you need, if you wanted information. But the little road that was here last year, I'll dig out that piece of audio because I commented on how the road was a road that was being eaten away, but there were still bits of it there with the writing on it, you know, drive along here slowly, blah blah blah. That road no longer exists. That's in 1 year. It's all gone. That's terrible. And as I get up to this point, I can see that the three caravans that sat on the most prominent part of the leading edge, the cliff edge, have gone. And I've lifted them away completely, taken them away. And, well, it speaks for itself. There's nothing. To be honest, as I look at another big chunk that's been eaten away here, it's just sand. It really is. It's sand with tiny wee pebbles in it. That's all it is. There's not even any big boulders or rocks to hold it together. So, yeah. What a shame. What a shame. I'm getting a wee bit close to this, but I'm really getting a bit nosy. I don't want to get too close in case it goes here. To be honest with you, looking at it, if you stood here with a gardening hose, you could wash the cliff down. It would go easily. Anyway, that's... 2015 update on coastal erosion here at Barnston, just south of Bridlington on the east riding of Yorkshire coast. There we go. And it's bad enough that a caravan park like this, we hauled the caravan park like this, is having to move caravans at an expense. But think about those people that have got homes built along this coastline. Their homes, they can no longer sell or mature because of their position, their situation on eroding coastlines. And, I've seen it many times, videos taken off the fact that someone's standing by and losing their home to the erosion. It's shocking. Yeah. Anyway, bye for now.